Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, my next guest is a comedic actor from Chicago by way of Detroit, by way of Ghana. Sam Richardson may not be a household name, but after his performance as political flack Richard Splett on the HBO show Veep, it's only a matter of time.
And what is it that you bring to the Ryan campaign?
Oftentimes coffee, donuts. I'll bring loose leaf paper, extra shoelaces. You'd be surprised how you could need a shoelace and no one has one.
Right, but what are the intangible things that you bring?
Intangible things, like spirit?
Yes, for example.
That was my answer.
Well, what do you consider his strengths?
Well, I say his height is his main strength. His eyes never seem to focus on anything, which, you know, can be off-putting, which kind of gives you leverage in negotiations.
Where do you see yourself in the future?
The possibilities are unlimited, you know, but Congress, then Senate, then, dare I say, commissioner of the UFC.
What a great performance. It's hard to make Veep better, but Sam Richardson did just that. Richardson spent some time in Chicago at Second City on the main stage and in the touring company from 2008 to 2012. Some listeners may remember him from playing Barack Obama or dancing in nothing but his Speedo. He's currently working on the new Comedy Central show with Second City alums Tim Robinson and executive producer Jason Sudeikis. It's called Detroiters, and it'll be out this January. Richardson is currently in Detroit shooting, and he joins me now. Sam, thanks for taking some time out to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Such a pleasure.
So let's talk Second City. I mean, you were a main stage actor here. First off, I mean, how great is it to be able to work with Tim Robinson and some of the people from Second City that you worked with, not only in Detroit but in Chicago?
It's a dream come true. Like, you know, Tim, like working with Tim. Tim is like my legitimate like best friend, and you know, we came up together in Detroit. We were at Second City Detroit. Then we both came to Chicago, and they ended up getting to work together in Chicago on the main stage together. So getting to do this show for Comedy Central, which is about Detroit, and we're so like Detroit is like a dream come true to do that with your best friend. You know?
Yeah, right. Talk about that time at Second City. I just mentioned, I mean, obviously Second City, Detroit, but in Chicago from 2008 to 2012. You know, obviously immersing yourself in improv and sketch comedy here in Chicago has helped you. What do you bring with it? What do you bring with from that time to the work you're doing at Veep and with Detroiters?
Well, I'll say, like, just first off, like getting to perform on like the main stage of Second City is like the best comedy training you can have, because you're doing shows, you know, 8 shows a week, 6 days a week. Full house, and so you're just like constantly performing in front of an audience and like performing your own material and improvising. So like you just kind of like learn shorthand on like what is good and what's not good, or what your voice is a little bit in comedy. So like there's nothing that makes you stronger. And with Veep, you know, the process, like people think the show is improvised. There may be some like a little improvised moments, but the show is pretty heavily scripted. The writers will write the script. We'll do a table read, then put the scripts aside, re-improvise in a rehearsal, and then all that stuff that we rehearse and like improvise gets folded into the script, and then we perform it like on the day. And on the day, you know, there's a little bit of room for zhuzhing, as Julia calls it, which is like making it a little sloppy, and, you know, just nudging it up. But like it's pretty, you know, we're not just completely like on suggestion improvising and being like, hey. Let's figure it out. It'd be too hard to do for comedy. But Second City trains you so well for that, because that's how we write our shows, is through improvisation and re-improvisation. So if you know the beats of the scene, you can get to what's funny, and like you kind of learn to make what's in between those moments funny as well while listening and like responding. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and it also helps you develop characters. Obviously Richard Splett is a great character, and that's something that you have. I mean, how much of Richard Splett comes from coming up with a character, and how much of it comes from you personally, your life?
For me, more of it comes from me than I'd like. But then some of it are like just things that like I'm hyper aware of myself, and so I just crank the naivete and dorkishness up to like a 15 from its standard 10.
I read somewhere that some of it comes from your upbringing, because you had siblings that were much older, and you didn't really have a chance. You know, you were sort of on your own, and so when you were asking questions of, you know, life around you, you just were asking questions of yourself. How much did your family role and the way that you grew up with a much older siblings contribute to your comedy?
I think it contributes a great deal. Like, Well, I think really what that contributes is that I just watched a lot of television. So right. That, really, I just absorbed that. So, like, most of my comedy comes from TGIF.
You're a step-by-step kind of comedian.
I'm a real style. Like, my stuff is real, like, Family Matters, step-by-step, Perfect Strangers.
Right.
If you've noticed, I'm just kind of stealing jokes from that. If you, like, put any sort of, like, if you put a side-by-side thing, you can really Carlos Mencia me and, like, see that I'm snapping a lot of those bits.
You're just taking from it from Balky. TGIF. Right.
I'm just Balky. I always say, don't be ridiculous. You ever notice? I'll go into the accent every here and there.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of it. Now I see it completely.
Yeah.
I mentioned at the top, I mean, you grew up in Detroit, and that's what's special to be able to do a show called Detroiters, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But you also, your family, you went back to Ghana for, what, two or three times a year. So you really had an interesting childhood growing up and having a lot of different cultures to be exposed to.
Yeah, I really did. And then you're talking about, to go back to the idea of, like, you know, my siblings are so much older. I'm my mom's only child. And, like, you know, traveling back and forth so much, I spent so much time, like, kind of figuring things out on my own because I'm like, there's nobody to check in with, really, of my age. So I'm like, this is something felt ridiculous. There's nobody to look to. Like, there's not like a year older brother or a year younger sister to be like, isn't this crazy? Is this crazy? So it was right. Just like me being like, I think this is crazy. But I'll just internalize this, and I won't bring it up for another 20 years.
From traveling, from Detroit to Ghana as a child, like, what do you remember most? What do you take away from the experience of having that cultural significance in your life?
My background is, like, kind of interesting. My grandfather was a chief in Ghana, you know, and he also, like, had a great deal of, like, industrializing a great deal of, like, West Africa. Mm-hmm. So, like, in Ghana, we were... you know, well off, like a wealthy family. So as a kid, you know, we had drivers and, like, cook and, like, all those sort of things. Like, that's, like, the norm. Like, because there's such a huge, like, separation of wealth, that was kind of like, well, now there's a rising middle class, but before that's what existed. So it was kind of like the idea was that you would have these things because then you would, like, employ people in a village, mm-hmm. you know? But so, like, some of us would realize it and some of us wouldn't. You can't, like, just see how people react in different environments. Because, like, you know, at the same time, I'm living here in Detroit. And, like, there's quite a difference in what my place was there and what my place was here.
Bringing it back to comedy, I mean, that has to help you, the idea of being able to see different statuses and even growing up and the idea of seeing different characters and cultures and to see how the other half lives.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just gives you a bigger macro view of, like, just people in general, I feel. Even if you don't talk racial, In Africa, you know, I was just a person, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like that's a black person. America is like, oh, a black person, and all that stuff goes along with, like, I'm assuming this person's this, I'm assuming that person's that, I'm assuming this. But in Africa, it's like, oh, you better take that qualifier away.
Yeah, right.
You gotta make some distinctions based on more than just skin color.
Well, let's talk about your time in Detroit. Obviously, that's the impetus for Detroiters, which is the Comedy Central show, which will be coming out in January. You guys are playing locals who are advertising guys who make local commercials, which is it's a big thing in Chicago as well. But talk about being from Detroit and creating a show called Detroiters. What goes into it? I mean, is it a love letter to the city?
It's absolutely a love letter to the city because we wanted to really paint Detroit in the picture the way that we see it and the way that it really is, because so much of, like, what is shown in Detroit is what we call ruin porn, you know? It's like, let's show Detroit. Let's show this, like, burnt-out building. Let's show this homeless guy walking the street, like, what's going on? You know, like, there's a whole city. Like, it's full. And, like, mind you, the city has gone through some tough times. Like, it's at 33% capacity. Like, you know, a lot of the cities, like, left the area. Like the city's built for more people than live here, but there's a resurgence and it's, like, regrowing. And we want to show, like, that there's such a rich culture and history and just, like, a vibrance here that isn't ever shown. And nobody can really show that better than somebody who is from here and knows it.
Is that part of the pitch? Is there a little bit of the locality and the boosterism that you're talking about involved in the pitch, or is it just pretty much these two characters we're going to set in Detroit?
No, that was a great deal. We were really insistent. Like, it was like, it has to be in Detroit. Like, we said the show is about Detroit. Detroit is a third character, and we have to film it here because it would feel wrong and weird to like shoot in the studio in LA, and like it would feel awkward to talk about Detroit, but from afar, you know. And like, you know, Detroit being such an interesting and on the map kind of like place right now, our notion is like, if somebody's going to do jokes about it, a brother could make fun of a sister, but the second a person right. who's not related makes right. fun of that person, you're a jerk. You know right. what I mean? I'll bite your head off.
It's funny. I can't wait to see it. And obviously Tim Robinson and Jason Sudeikis and the other people who are from Detroit that are involved in the project are some of the best people in comedy. I have no doubt it's going to be a success. What's it mean for you to be able to come back to your hometown, to be able to do your own show and really give a national audience a new view of your town?
It's unbelievable to the point where, like, you know, it's still, I mean, we're halfway through filming the series and it still hasn't full on sunk in what I'm doing, you know, that like I get to be here where I came up and where like I used to, Tim and I used to talk about like, oh, if we come back to Detroit, wouldn't it be great to come back with something great? You know, when we went to Chicago, we were like, oh, it's great being in Chicago. I want to go back to Detroit, but you know, I don't want to just go back to Detroit, you know, hands in my pocket. Like, well, what are we going to do? I want to go back with something significant. And to do something like this, where we get to show the world, or at least America, what Detroit means to us, and like also show our comedy and like what we think is funny about it, and also just about each other, it's something that I could have never imagined. Even still, it hasn't, even the weight of it, if I was stepping outside of myself, I don't think I even grasped it entirely.
Sam Richardson is the his new show Detroiters with Tim Robinson's coming to Comedy Central in January. He's also the star of Veep, where he plays the hilarious Richard Splett. The next season comes out in April, but we're going to see a lot of Veep because of the nominations for Emmys and everything throughout the wintertime. Sam is in Detroit filming Detroiters. We're looking forward to it in January. Sam, thanks for so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. And also, check out TGIF. There's some funny stuff on there, you know, some great comedy core.